Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Phillies Today. Francisco Rojas here with you for a new episode. And, I mean, Birds are going back to the Super Bowl. Obviously, we're talking Phils because this is a Phillies podcast. But the Birds are back in their third Super Bowl in 8 years once again. What a beatdown that was yesterday against Washington. Look, I thought we'd be Washington. That was something else. Putting 55 up on the Commanders. Didn't even honestly feel that way, but either way, Birds are back. Third Super Bowl appearance in 8 years. And rematch against the Chiefs? I feel good. I feel good, man. I feel really good about the Birds. Boy, that was... Man, last three NFC Championship games have been just absolute blowouts. And Eagles with just a... unbelievable performance yesterday. How about that defense? Defense is... I just can't believe the type of year the defense is having. Going from one of the worst... Look, I don't mean to get too much into football here. We're going to get into baseball 1 second. But just insane. Eagles, Chiefs. Once again, we're getting the rematch from a couple of years ago. So, cannot wait for February 9th in New Orleans. Eagles and the Chiefs. But we're talking baseball. Obviously. The Philadelphia Phillies, and got a good mix of stuff to talk about. We're going to start with talking about the Phillies, potentially looking at Max Scherzer. Bullpen arm? Closer? Potential. 4 Phillies prospects that landed on the MLB.com Pipeline Top 100. We'll get into that, where those guys stand. Former Phillies GM creating a brand new baseball type of outing that is very similar to Top Golf. We must discuss that in a little bit of around MLB a little later in the show. But I want to start with this Max Scherzer news. So Max Scherzer recently threw a bullpen session a couple of days ago, and the Phillies were among the teams that were at Scherzer's bullpen session. It was at Cressy Sports Performance. I don't know exactly where that is, to be honest. But either way, it doesn't matter. He threw a bullpen session at this Cressy Sports Performance, and there were a bunch of scouts there. It was Mets, Yankees, Dodgers, Blue Jays, Braves, Cubs, Red Sox and the Phillies were all there in attendance. And then also it says here, according to Pat Regazzo on Twitter, that Scherzer has also been in contact with Toronto. I don't know if they had a scout there, but he has also been in contact with Toronto. And what would we think about the prospect of Max Scherzer being a Philadelphia Philly? Because I'll be honest with you, I think there are a bunch of potential suitors here. I think about 4 or 5 days ago, MLB Network's John Heyman had said that he looks at the Toronto Blue Jays being probably the top team that has the chance at getting Scherzer because they still have some money left over. You know, they did get Santander this offseason, but, you know, not a whole lot, you know, besides that. So they have some good amount of money left over, and that would make sense for the Toronto Blue Jays. As far as the Phillies go, if I'm looking at him, I don't want to necessarily like overpay for Scherzer. His market value right now, according to SpotTrack, is 1 year, $15 million. I'm cool with that. I'd go for that. I'm not going to overpay for Scherzer, but I think looking at like a 1 year, $15 million deal, I know he only made 9 starts last year, had an ERA close to 4, and obviously isn't the same Scherzer that he was, you know, 6, 7 years ago when he was winning Cy Young after Cy Young and was one of the best pitchers in baseball, peak of his career. But I could look at it this way. I'd give it a shot over the Phillies. Why not? It's Max Scherzer. And I think he still has a little bit left in the tank. He would make sense as far as, you know, the depth of the rotation. I guess you can never have enough depth when you're looking at the Los Angeles Dodgers. You can never have enough. Can never really have enough. They have a 7-man deep rotation as far as the LA Dodgers go. Phillies right now, you could probably say they're 6 or 7 deep. Like Joe Ross has looked at as a swingman. I know you don't want to hear Tywin Walker, but Tywin Walker is still probably an option as far as depth at the rotation, although it doesn't feel like he is, but I guess he's still a name there to just keep in mind. But like Scherzer could potentially be depth in that rotation, and he could potentially be a bullpen arm. I've seen a lot of talk about, you know, teams wanting to bring in Scherzer as, you know, either as an arm out of the bullpen or closer. I think Red Sox was one of the teams, Mets as well. I think the Phillies could do the same. But I'll be honest with you, I'm still more interested in like Kenley Jansen or Carlos Estevez, guys that are established there in back ends of the bullpen, especially Jansen, who could be potentially looked at as a Hall of Famer. I look at more of those guys over a Max Scherzer, even though I know the Estevez experience didn't necessarily end well in Philadelphia, but I think I would still take Jansen and Estevez, over a Max Scherzer. But those are three potential options now. You look at Jansen, you look at Estevez, look at Scherzer. These are all potential options that you still have here in free agency. You know, we are not quite to spring training just yet. It is kind of around the corner, right? You know, mid to late February, but still, Estevez, Jansen, you know, maybe add Scherzer to the mix now. And Scherzer's an interesting one just because of the potential role that he could play. But I think Scherzer will probably end up going to another team just because I think he'll prioritize a team that would look at him as, you know, really an arm in their rotation. Because I don't think Scherzer wants to come out of the bullpen. I think maybe if he really came down to it and that's like the only option he had and he still wants to pitch, obviously, that's a different story. But I think Scherzer will want to go to a team that are going to look at him and say, we're going to use you as a starter. Even if it's a 6-man rotation, he wants to be a starter. He's Max Scherzer. Come on, it's Max. So, you know, John Smoltz is a different story. John Smoltz, his career, his second half of his career, he was a closer. Or at least for the most part, right? So A little different. Scherzer's 40 now. But Scherzer, interesting there. We'd love to know your thoughts. Tweet me at @Rojas_media_. What are your thoughts there on Max Scherzer? Do you think he is a good option for the Phillies? Or are you saying, no, he's 40? Multiple injuries last year. Doesn't make sense for the Phillies to sign the former Nat and New York Met. It's not worth it. But we'd love to know your thoughts. Okay, four Phillies prospects land in the MLB.com pipeline top 100. We had Andrew Painter in the top 10, third-ranked pitcher in the top 100. Coming in at number 27, Aiden Miller, the shortstop. Jump all the way to 64, Justin Crawford. And then coming in at number 93, we have the 18-year-old catcher, Eduardo Tate, out of Panama, just like Carlos Ruiz some time ago when the Phils selected him back in 1999. So four Phillies come in on the MLB.com top 100. And excited, look, you know, it's been, I feel like it's been some years. It's been a long time since we've really like gotten excited about a Phillies farm system. I'm excited about Painter, Miller, Crawford. I know we had a bit of a step back with the guys like Abel, McGarry. I know. But still excited for the potential of these four guys. Painter, look, had a very good Arizona Fall League. Six starts, 230 ERA. At about, what, 14 to 15 innings, somewhere around there. And now he's the third-ranked pitcher coming back from Tommy John surgery, and he's the third-ranked pitcher in the top 100. So excited for Painter to get back. Looks like the plan is for him to be in the minors for the first, like, 2 to 4 months of the year, and then maybe have Painter come in and have a role in out of the bullpen, I think Dombrowski said, for a stretch run in like August and September for this team down the stretch heading into the playoffs, hopefully once again. So Painter's ETA looking like it's going to be a little later on this year. Aiden Miller, that came in at 27. His ETA, at least according to MLB Pipeline, looking at more of potentially next year, had a very good jump last year. 811 OPS. OPS last year between Clearwater, Jersey Shore, and Redding. And look, it looks like, you know, Miller wants to kind of prove himself as a shortstop. I think he came in with the thought that he could be a third baseman. And according to MLB.com, Phils will expose him to third and second also in 2025. Not because they think he has to move immediately, but just so there are options that when that middle of the order bat is ready for the Phillies. So, you know, because Turner, you know, still has what, 8 years left on that deal. You know, Stott, who knows? You know, Stott's supposed to be your second baseman.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hopefully Stott can, you know, rebound offensively this year. And then you got Alec Bohm there at third. So I don't know, but I would be interested to see what kind of jump Aiden Miller makes this year. Made a jump last year. What kind of jump can he make this year? And, you know, I think he would like to create some, you know, some thinking for Dombrowski in the front office to think like, oh, well, maybe Miller can come up and contribute sooner than we thought. I think that's what Miller wants to do. I think that's what a lot of people want to see in Miller, is that can he make another jump? But we shall see. ETA right now is looking at next year to come up to the majors. And same with Justin Crawford. ETA is also at 2026. Again, he came in at number 64 on MLB Pipeline's top 100 in 110 games last year. He really proved his skill set of what he's going to bring as, you know, potentially as a major leaguer. He slashed .313, .360, .444 with an .805 OPS, including 42 stolen bases, which looks like, you know, it's really his speed and his ability to be a really good outfielder, or what that's what his skill set really is. So again, Crawford 40 plus stolen bases last year, and even in, I think it was the Futures game, like he stole a couple bases, made a play in the outfield, and also had, you know, run batted in. Like that's what this kid's gonna be able to bring to this, you know, potentially to the future of the Phillies, you know, in the coming years. And my thing is, I think some people emotionally said in the offseason, you know, after the Phillies, another early playoff exit, early this time, but maybe not as early with Arizona the year prior, earlier than they should have, but still, I think there are a couple, few people I've heard here and there talk about like, oh, Crawford should be like the starting center fielder or whatever. Like Crawford is not going to be on the roster to start the year. The only way I think I can envision him being called up at any point this year is if he's having a big year in the minors and the Phillies, maybe, you know, Marsh is still not hitting left-handed pitching, or Marsh is just not really doing much, or Johan Rojas doesn't make any type of improvement at the plate, maybe I could see that. And that's it, you know, and still then maybe the Phillies would even make a move at the deadline for an outfielder. So I can't really envision like Crawford being called up. Like I think we're looking at more of 26, but who knows? Maybe Crawford has a big year and they're forced their hand. I'm not sure, but that wouldn't be the worst problem to have. But also would like for the Phillies to, their guys they have currently now, like Johan Rojas, make some improvements. Marsh, hit lefties better. Max Kepler, I'd love to see, you know, you be an above average productive, you know, bat out there in the outfield. Castellanos, please be consistent. Like, that's what's more important. But Crawford, landing here 64 on the top 100. Coming in at number 93, last but not least, Eduardo Tate, catcher out of Panama, like I had mentioned. He's a catcher and DH, kind of split his time last year. And he's capable of driving the ball to all fields. He has good power for his age. Very good power for his age, according to MLB.com. And so Eduardo Tate, someone that's more of looking to be called up potentially more of like 3 years from now, 3-4 years, about 2028. He's still young, 18 years old. So Tate looking to be somebody that we're looking at later down the line, but not right now. Last time the Phillies selected somebody out of a catcher from Panama, you know, in the, I think this was the amateur draft or the,
international prospect signing or international draft signing, whichever. I'm sorry, I forget. But last time the Phils did the same with that they did with Tate was Carlos Ruiz back in 99, and less than a decade later, helped him to a World Series. Hopefully Tate can kind of, you know, be the same for the Phils. So Tate was number 90, was 93 on the top 100. Also some guys, so it was, again, eight, coming at eight was Andrew Painter, 27, Aiden Miller, 64, Justin Crawford, and 93, Eduardo Tate. Other prospects to note, Roky Sasaki, you know, the overseas prize for the LA Dodgers. Roky Sasaki, the number one prospect overall. Someone to look out for, Dylan Cruz, the fourth overall prospect over there in Washington. Travis Bezzana, who was the number one pick, was it last year or the year before? I can't remember. I think it was the 23 draft. He was the number number one overall pick. And he's in the top 10. And then he's at, right there at number 10. Bubba Chandler, looks like the Pirates have another arm potentially. You got Skeens, you got Jared Jones, you got Keller, who's been there for a minute, but still a little younger, on the younger side, I believe. But potentially Bubba Chandler coming in at 15 could add to that young Pirates rotation. That's going to be interesting. And then Jack Caglione, who is somebody that looked like he'd be like an Ohtani type of player, was a two-way star at Florida a couple of years ago. But Caglione coming in at 22 for the Royals, looks like he's more focused on hitting. So those are some five other names of guys to note. How about this interesting game that I just came across earlier? This game called Slug Ball, co-founded by former Phillies GM and does a lot of great work now for many different outlets, especially NBC Sports Philly and 94WIP, Ruben Amaro Jr. He founded this game called Slug Ball recently. They did a pilot on this back in like September. I think T-Mac was there. This game, co-founded by Amaro Jr. and also his brother David, David Amaro, is described as baseball's version of Topgolf and emphasizes bat-to-ball skills. And it's the opposite of slug in the conventional sense, according to Phillies Nation. And it's a four-round competition, with round one tasking players to pull the ball, round two requiring them to go up the middle, round three demanding that they go the opposite way, and round four asking them to spray the ball all over the field. So it would be basically you would bring teams of 6 to 8 players, they bring their own pitcher, and compete in the 4-on-4 situational challenges using wood bats. Events guarantee 2 four-round games per team, with championship teams competing for cash prizes. Apparently, there's like MLB alumni that are on site too, and you can get food, drinks. So it's like, it's kind of like a Topgolf situation, and it's cool. I think it's pretty cool. I think it's kind of innovative in a way. So I like it. Pretty cool. I think I've seen like indoor. This is like an outdoor thing. So you like go to a minor league park and you would play this. So pretty cool. This thing called Slug Ball that was co-founded by Ruben Amaro Jr. and his brother David recently. So I thought that was pretty interesting. We can pretty much close out here with around Major League Baseball. So Kyle Tucker was recently traded from the Astros to the Cubs, and now another former Astro. Unfortunately, this guy threw the last out against the Philadelphia Phillies in the 22 World Series, but he will be heading to the Chicago Cubs. I don't think the Astros necessarily confirmed this, but this is, you know, MLB.com, and a lot of reliable sources have Ryan Presley being traded to the Cubs. Astros were finalizing a trade yesterday to send Presley to the Cubs after he agreed to waive his no-trade clause, source told MLB.com. Astros are expected to send some money to the Cubs to help cover Presley's $14 million salary, according to ESPN's Jeff Passan. Astros have not confirmed the trade, but it looks like this trade is happening. How about this Paul Skeens card thing? So, Topps announced Friday that this 11-year-old, and he's from the LA area, which kind of, I think, plays a big role here, had gotten the one-of-one rare Paul Skeens card. I think it was like a, some sort of like a pat, it was a patch on it. I don't know. I forget. But this kid, you know, gets the one of one rare Paul Skeens card, and he turned down the deal from the Pirates. The Pirates offered him a deal where he could potentially, I think, meet and greet with Paul Skeens, gets two signed Paul Skeens jerseys, two season ticket behind home plate, two season tickets behind home plate for like 30 years. Get like an experience with like Livy Dunn in a suite or whatever, where you get to spend the day with her and watch the game. And then I think that was it for the most part. It might have been one or two things I'm missing there. But the kid turned it down. And you know what? If I was from LA too, if I was living in LA, I probably would have done the same thing. Apparently the kid's like putting it up for auction. So the card features, by the way, it's Skeens' autograph and a patch from a game-worn jersey. So, which is cool. Which is awesome. I mean, the kid's going to be, looks like he's going to have a Hall of Fame career. You know, the projectile, for sure. But, you know what? I'm with the kid. I would have done the same thing. I would have. Just saying. AJ Minter. How about his comments recently? And this is a shot at Yankees fans. I guess it was like him, Clay Holmes, and maybe it was Frankie Montas, but I know it was Clay Holmes in the middle. They did like a presser or something. Like I think they almost did like a Q&A with like the Mets, maybe PR. I'm not sure. But Minter talked about Mets fans and said, you can tell these Mets fans are truly baseball fans, not like the other side of town. So taking some shots at Yankees fans, AJ Minter. Keeping it with the Mets, Pete Alonso, still not signed with the team. Steve Cohen spoke about it recently and said the negotiations have been exhausting with Pete Alonso. He said that the Juan Soto negotiation was tough, but the Pete Alonso was even worse. So that's around MLB. So Pete Alonso is still not signed with the MLB team. Okay, that is going to do it for me for another episode of Phillies Today. Appreciate every single one of you tuning in. And go Birds! I'll talk to you guys soon.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy. Thank you.